Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Continuing discussion of Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, name number 995, Chakri, the holder of the chakra. It's the common understanding. He who has the Sudarshan discus. In this talk, I'm mostly going to be reading quotes from Srila Prabhupada's books regarding Krishna and his chakra, by which he is known as Chakri. From Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, Text 13. In the matter of the Brahmastra being released by Ashvatthama, the ultimate weapon that anyone can use, except Krishna himself, to attack the embryo in the womb of Uttara, or to attack Arjuna. So the Almighty Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, having observed that a great danger was befalling his unalloyed devotees who were fully surrendered souls, at once took up his Sudarshan disc to protect them. Which shows that, yeah, it's the Krishna's discus is more powerful than the Brahmastra, which Srila Prabhupada points out is more advanced in a weapon than the, as a weapon than the nuclear missiles, nuclear warheads, which kill indiscriminately. Brahmastra can destroy the whole universe, or it can be directed at one person. From second canto, as the incarnation of Manu, the Lord became the descendant of the Manu dynasty and ruled over the miscreant kingly order, subduing them by his powerful wheel weapon. Now you may wonder, what is this? Manu, he's not Vishnu Tattva, generally speaking. We'll come to that. From Canto 3, purport of Chapter 14, Text 42, if someone is killed by the wheel of the Lord, to get killed doesn't sound like much fun, huh? But killed by the wheel of the Lord and is thus fortunate. Thus fortunate enough to see the arms of the Lord, that is sufficient for his liberation. Such good fortune is not achieved even by the great sages. So many great sages, after many lives they may rise up to Janaloka, Mahaloka, Tapaloka, Brahmaloka. Very difficult to get liberation, but another way to do it is to become the worst demon, but it's not a recommended process because you're more likely to just go to hell. It's something like that suicide by cop. You heard of that? You know, that one way of committing suicide in America is to walk into a police station brandishing a gun, and then they'll shoot you, and that's one way to commit suicide. That's also not recommended. But if you get killed by a cop in America, you go, go to that place where it's not very pleasing. But if killed by Krishna, you see Krishna and you get liberation. Then, in the fight of Varaha Deva with Hiranyaksha, Hiranyaksha was able to knock down the mace or the, in the hand of Varahadeva. As the Lord's mace fell to the ground, and a cry of alarm arose from the witnessing crowd of gods and rishis, the personality of Godhead acknowledged the demon's love of righteousness, because he wouldn't attack him anymore with his own. Hiranyaksha wouldn't attack Varaha anymore, any further, with his own mace, because the Lord was bereft of that. And therefore Varahadev invoked his Sudarshan discus. So the idea is that in fighting you use the weapon which is considered sufficient for the job, not more than that. You don't use a cannon to kill a mosquito, as the saying goes. You don't drop a nuclear bomb just to kill one person. That's some theory is there that the nuclear bomb was dropped on Nagasaki because there was some idea that Subhas Chandra Bose was there. You never heard that one? There's one theory. There are so many theories. Most of you have probably never heard of Subhas Chandra Bose. Big figure in Indian history, and now going to be. Anyway, in America, hardly anyone ever heard of him in any time. But he was, he organized the Indian National Army, which is generally admitted. It seems British propaganda that they had to quit because of Gandhi, but they were quite happy with him actually, because non-violence, then they're never going to leave. But Subhas Chandra Bose organized the Indian National Army. I heard this from Srila Prabhupada also, and it was because of him. They were fighting, and they joined the Japanese in attacking India, coming up through Singapore, Malaya, Burma. And it was because of him that the British knew, now we can't hold on to it. So there you go, military history. Do you study Chinese military history?
Yes, Maharaj.
Yeah. I was thinking it's actually important for the American military to have people who speak Chinese. That's a lifelong commitment then, is it? Yeah. So there, yeah, well, there's a hierarchy of weapons. So his club is there, his gada, that was knocked down, and then you come to the next one. So that shows that the discus is the topmost weapon, Heti Raja. From Bhagavatam, continuing this narration, then in response, Hiranyaksha throws his trident, hurled by the mighty demon with all his strength. The flying trident shone brightly in the sky. The personality of Godhead, however, tore it to pieces with his discus Sudarshan, which had a sharp-edged rim, even as Indra cut off a wing of Garuda. Then, going on, the next ante is getting upped in the battle between Hiranyaksha and Varaha. So Hiranyaksha invoked mystical powers to attack the Lord. However, by discharging, it states, his beloved Sudarshan, Varaha, the personal enjoyer of all sacrifices, he, by throwing his Sudarshan, he Sudarshan dispels darkness. Sudarshan, seeing nicely. We can't see nicely in the darkness. We need light. So it also is capable of dispersing the magical forces, mystic forces, which the demon had summed up for fighting. Srila Prabhupada in his purport writes, even famous yogis and demons can sometimes enact very magical feats by their mystic power. But in the presence of the Sudarshan chakra, when it is let loose by the Lord, all such magical jugglery is dispersed. also a very powerful assistant in Vishnu's destroying the demons. In material life, someone may have a very powerful, a king may have a very powerful military assistant, but he can never trust him. Because just like recently in Russia, there was the head of the private army, I can't remember his name, and you can't either. And he, at some point he got frustrated with Putin and wanted to go up to Moscow and attack. But then he came back and he mysteriously died in a plane crash, you know, which usually happens to, is the preferred method of getting rid of political enemies, because you can always say, well, it was a plane crash. It's politics. It's possible to say that it was an accident, but so many times you find the big people are killed in plane crashes. Bhutto in Pakistan, you don't remember? Huh? Oh, Sanjay Gandhi. Yeah, Sanjay Gandhi. Said to have been killed by his mother because he was becoming more powerful than him. Anyway, these things are going on. We don't know. Srila Prabhupada in this section of Bhagavatam, in the third canto, states in the purport, the wheel in the hand, this is a different part, this is the yogi meditating on the form of the Lord. The wheel in the hand of the Lord, called the Sudarshan Chakra, has 1,000 spokes. The yogi is advised to meditate upon each of the spokes. So that's a big meditation, huh? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Anyway, yogis have good mental faculties. They can do, I guess you do one by one. It's difficult to meditate on 1,000 things at once. You're meditating on that, and at the same time, the overall meditation on the form of the Lord himself. So you're taking it bit by bit, and at the same time, the whole thing. From Canto 4, we just heard about the Lord as Manu, ruling with this Sudarshan disc. What's all that about? Well, we'll find out from the narration of King Prithu when he was just being installed. Lord Brahma presented King Prithu with a protective garment made of spiritual knowledge. It's the best protective garment. No one can harm you. If you have spiritual knowledge, tell the military people. Of course, the point is that the body can be harmed. And in the military, the whole idea is to harm the bodies of others and see that your own people are protected. But the armor of spiritual knowledge is such that you can't be killed. You know that you can't be killed. But it means the body can be killed, but the soul can never be killed. Which is why I was just listening yesterday, Srila Prabhupada said about Socrates, he was not afraid to die because he knew that I can't be killed. The body can be killed, but I cannot die. So, referring to Prithu Maharaj, Bharati Sarasvati, the wife of Brahma, gave him a transcendental necklace. Lord Vishnu presented him with a Sudarshan disc. Note the word not the. In Indian English, they don't know the distinction. Important distinction. They leave them both out. Lord Vishnu presented him with Sudarshan disc, you would say in Indian English, with a Sudarshan disc. What's the distinction? If you say the, it refers to one specific. If you say a, it means one of a class. A Sudarshan disc and Lord Vishnu's wife, the goddess of fortune, gave him imperishable opulences. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, all the demigods presented various gifts to King Prithu, Hari, an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Upendra in the heavenly planet, presented the king with the Sudarshan disc. It should be understood that this Sudarshan disc is not exactly the same type of Sudarshan disc used by the Personality of Godhead, Krishna or Vishnu. Since Maharaj Prithu was a partial representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's power, the Sudarshan disc given to him represented the partial power of the original Sudarshan disc. Clear? Its meaning is clear. We were discussing with Vaisheshika Prabhu one purport. Four words. Its meaning is clear. That's all. So, Canto 5, Chapter 24, Text 3. After hearing from the sun and moon demigods about Rahu's attack, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, engages his disc, known as the Sudarshan Chakra, to protect them. The Sudarshan Chakra is the Lord's most beloved devotee and is favored by the Lord. So yeah, you're not going to get any rebelliousness. Most beloved devotee can completely trust him. The intense heat of its effulgence, meant for killing non-Vaishnavas, is unbearable to Rahu, and he therefore flees in fear of it. During the time Rahu disturbs the sun or moon, there occurs what people commonly know as an eclipse. So when Rahu disturbs the sun or moon, the Sudarshan Chakra goes and chases him away. Canto 5, describing chapter 24, describes this subterranean heavenly planets, where the demons live. Very opulently, even more opulently than the heavenly planets. So they have to have some piety to go there. Funny mixture of piety and impiety. There, Bhagavatam states, they live very auspiciously and do not fear death from anything but death's established time, which is the effulgence of the Sudarshan Chakra of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, time is very much mixed with Sudarshan Chakra. They don't fear death from attacks, from poison, snakes, any such thing, but time will catch up with them, which is the effulgence of the Sudarshan Chakra. Srila Prabhupada, in his purport, states that the influence of the Sudarshan Chakra will not allow their so-called material happiness to endure. Then in Narayana Kavacha, the prayer is there, given by Narayana himself to Daksha. May Lord Vishnu, this sixth canto, may Lord Vishnu, who carries a disc to kill his enemies, protect me in the fourth part of the day. So different parts of day, you have to remember different forms of the Lord, and particularly Lord Vishnu, known as Chakri, this particular aspect of him is to be meditated upon at this particular time. Again from Canto 6, describing Sudarshan Chakra, Narayan Kavacha, set into motion by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and wandering in all the four directions, the disc of the Supreme Lord has sharp edges as destructive as the fire of devastation at the end of the millennium. as a blazing fire burns dry grass to ashes with the assistance of the breeze, may that Sudarshan chakra burn our enemies to ashes. You can tell the military people, I don't know if they'll listen to you, they can also invoke mystic powers. They were doing at one time at Stanford University, the CIA, not exactly, they were using, what's that called, that mystic perception, they're having mystics, instead of having satellites looking at installations in Russia, they were having it done by mystics. Remote viewing, yeah. And then the Soviets were doing that way back. They were investigating all kinds of things like that for military purposes. Now I think they stopped, and maybe under pressure from the scientists who don't believe that such things should exist. Such things shouldn't exist, so you can't study them. We don't know what they're doing. And the average military man doesn't either. There are all kinds of things going on which you don't know. But you are likely to be the experimented upon. That's what the American Air Force pilots to examine the effects of radiation. This was years ago. Had them fly through. They'd explode nuclear devices and have them fly through the what's that called? That cloud? That mushroom cloud, and then see the effect. You have to follow orders. Canto 7 about Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was very much afraid of Vishnu's becoming an animal. So Hiranyakashipu said, may I not be killed by any animal, because he knew that his brother had been killed by Lord Vishnu in the form of a boar. Hiranyakashipu was very much afraid of Vishnu's becoming an animal to kill him, because his brother had been killed by Vishnu when the Lord took the shape of a boar. He was therefore very careful to guard against all kinds of animals. But even without taking the shape of an animal, Vishnu could kill him by hurling his Sudarshan chakra, which can go anywhere without the Lord's physical presence. Therefore, Hiranyakashipu was very careful to guard against all kinds of weapons. So he said, may I not be killed by any animal, not by any weapon. Canto 8. Discussing Maharaj Bali. It's in one of the topics of the Puranas is the dynasties of the great pious kings, but we also have here the dynasties of the demons. We have Hiranyakashipu, whose one son was Prahlad, whose one son was Virochana, and now we have Bali Maharaj is being discussed. And then again we have one of Bali's son was Barna. So he goes on in Barnasura. Yeah. Not killed by Krishna. But Sudarshan Chakra had something to do with him also, as we'll see. So there it is stated in this section, Sudarshanam Chakra Masahyate Jaha. So you can understand, who understands Indian languages? Only one. And yet I don't know. Tamil is its own thing. Asahya tejaha. Asahya. No, intolerable. Intolerable. Do you have that? Something like that in Tamil? No, that's a different word. Sahai is help. This is. Asahya means not possible to tolerate, or asahaniya is the same word, intolerable. So not tejaha, his force, his power, his his Teja, his light, heat. Sudarshanam chakram asahya tejaha sarvatmani dambhuvanam niriksha sarve sura kashmalam apuranga sudarshanam chakram asahya tejo danushcha sangam staniyitnu ghosham. So twice here it said that Sudarshan chakra has intolerable heat, it's translated here. O king, when all the demons, the followers of Maharaj Bali, saw the universal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who held everything within his body, when they saw in the Lord's hand his disc, known as the Sudarshan chakra, which generates intolerable heat, and when they heard the tumultuous sound of his bow, all of these caused lamentation within their hearts. No, actually, the verse begins, Sarvatmani dham. That comes in the third line. Sudarshanam chakra masahya tejo. From Canto 9, we know very... So I'm just going through all of this just to show how Sudarshan is always there in the pastimes of the Lord, and it reminds us of these various pastimes. We can have an overview of many of them. In the narration of Ambarish Maharaj being attacked by the Rasa Muni, or attempted to be attacked, being very pleased by the... This is prior to the attack. Being very pleased by the unalloyed devotion of Maharaj Ambarish, the Supreme Personality of Godhead gave the king his disc, which is fearful to enemies and which always protects the devotee from enemies and adversities. Then, purport, a devotee being always engaged in the service of the Lord may not be expert in self-defense, but because a devotee fully depends on the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is always sure of protection by the Lord. So that doesn't mean there shouldn't be some measures taken for protection. Don't just leave all the doors open at night and think, well, Krishna will protect us. One way he helps to protect us is by giving the intelligence to follow standard procedures for protection. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada says, even before anything happened, he, Krishna, had already arranged for his chakra to protect Maharaj Ambarish. This protection is offered to a devotee even from the very beginning of his devotional service. As soon as we start seriously to practice Krishna consciousness, we come in the shelter of Krishna. Daivīṁ prakṛtim āśritāha. We come in the shelter of Krishna. If we invoke the shelter, if we desire the shelter, we pray for the shelter, Krishna will give it. Then, Sudarshan chakra, going after, actually he could catch Durvasa Muni. Durvasa was running away. He could catch him, but he let him run. Just to protect himself, Durvasa Muni fled everywhere in all directions, in the sky, on the surface of the earth, in caves, in the ocean, on different planets of the rulers of the three worlds, and even on the heavenly planets. But wherever he went, he immediately saw following him the unbearable fire of the Sudarshan chakra. So Sudarshan, very pleasing to see for the devotees, but for the non-devotees, and in this case Durvasa, it became not very pleasing at all. In the same section, there are innumerable universes in the material world. That fits with one theory, multiverse theory. But that's only made up to try to avoid the intelligent design people. Their idea of multiverse is not exactly correct. There are innumerable universes in the material world, and there are innumerable Lord Brahmas, Lord Shivas, and other demigods. All of them rotate within this material world under the supreme direction of the personality of Godhead. Therefore, no one is able to compete with the strength of the Lord. Lord Shiva also refused to protect Durvasa, for Lord Shiva was also under the rays of the Sudarshan chakra sent by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Durvasa is running to Shiva for protection, and Sudarshan's right there, and Shiva's looking up and said, sorry. Then, Lord Shiva, what did he tell to Durvasa? He didn't just say sorry, but he told him, past, present, and future are known to me, Sanat Kumar, Narada, the most revered Lord Brahma, Kapila, the son of Devahuti, Apantaratama, Lord Vyasadeva, Devala, Yamaraj, Asuri, Marichi, there's a rishi called Asuri, not a demon. Asuri, Marichi, and many saintly persons headed by him, as well as many others who have achieved perfection. Nonetheless, because we are covered by the illusory energy of the Lord, we cannot understand how expansive that illusory energy is. You should simply approach that Supreme Personality of Godhead to get relief. For this, Sudarshan chakra is intolerable even to us. He, Vishnu, go to him. He will certainly be kind enough to bestow all good fortune upon you. Then, in the summary of Canto 9, Chapter 5, the Sudarshan chakra is the glands of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by which he creates the entire material world. Sa Aikshata, Sa Asrujata, this is the Upanishadic language. He glanced. He looked. By looking, he created. So, this is the Vedic version. The Sudarshan chakra, which is the origin of creation and is most dear to the Lord, has thousands of spokes. So we had 1,000, now it said thousands. Sometimes in the Vedic language, 1,000 is indicative of unlimited, yeah. This Sudarshan chakra is the killer of the prowess of all other weapons, the killer of darkness, and the manifester of the prowess of devotional service. It is the means of establishing religious principles, and it is the killer of all religious activities. Without his mercy, the universe cannot be maintained, and therefore the Sudarshan chakra is employed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this chapter we'll find prayers by Maharaj Ambarish to Sudarshan chakra when Durvasa comes back, to Ambarish wanting clemency for his offense of wanting to kill Ambarish, and Sudarshan is right there also following behind. So Maharaj Ambarish prays, O Sudarshan chakra, you are fire. You are the most powerful sun, and you are the moon, the master of all luminaries. You are water, earth, and sky. You are the air. You are the five sense objects, sound, touch, form, taste, and smell. And you are the senses also. O most favorite of Achyuta, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you have thousands of spokes. O master of the material world, destroyer of all weapons, original vision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Kindly give shelter and be auspicious to this Brahmana. O Sudarshan wheel, you are religion, you are truth, you are encouraging statements, you are sacrifice, and you are the enjoyer of the fruits of sacrifice. You are the maintainer of the entire universe, and you are the supreme transcendental prowess in the hands of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are the original vision of the Lord, and therefore you are known as Sudarshan. That this line is actually taken from another verse. Everything has been created by your activities, and therefore you are all pervading. And it's in this purport that Srila Prabhupada equates Sudarshan with the creative glance. In this purport, this is Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 5, Text 5, Srila Prabhupada writes, the word Sudarshan means auspicious vision. From Vedic instructions, we understand that this material world is created by the glance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sa'aikshata, sa'asrijata. The Supreme Personality of Godhead glanced over the Mahatattva, or the total material energy, and when it was agitated, everything came into existence. So we get the idea that the Lord glances and everything becomes agitated. Sudarshan goes in there and gets everything moving. Continuing the prayers of Ambarish to Sudarshan. O Sudarshan, you have a very auspicious hub, and therefore you are the upholder of all religion. You are just like an inauspicious comet for the irreligious demons. Indeed, you are the maintainer of the three worlds. You are full of transcendental effulgence. You are as quick as the mind, and you are able to work wonders. I can simply utter the word Namaha, offering all obeisances unto you. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, the disc of the Lord is called Sudarshan because he does not discriminate between high and low criminals or demons. Durvasa Muni was certainly a powerful Brahmana, but his acts against the pure devotee Maharaj Ambarish were no better than the activities of Asuras. Maharaj Ambarish was a truly religious person, and consequently, for his protection, the Sudarshan Chakra was ready to punish even such a strict Brahmana as Durvasa Muni because he had acted like a demon. There are demons even in the form of Brahmanas. Therefore, the Sudarshan Chakra does not discriminate between Brahmana demons and Shudra demons. The Sudarshan Chakra is always concerned with annihilating the demons. Therefore, he is described as Adharma Shilasura Dhuma Ketave. Those who are not devotees are called Adharma Shila. The Sudarshan Chakra is just like an inauspicious comet for all such demons. Continuing, Maharaj Ambarish speaking, O Master of Speech, by your effulgence, full of religious principles, the darkness of the world is dissipated and the knowledge of learned persons or great souls is manifested. Indeed, no one can surpass your effulgence, for all things manifested and unmanifested, gross and subtle, superior and inferior, are but various forms of you that are manifested by your effulgence. From the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, without illumination, nothing can be seen, especially in this material world. The illumination in this world emanates from the effulgence of Sudarshan, the original vision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The illuminating principles of the sun, the moon, and fire emanate from Sudarshan. Similarly, illumination by knowledge also comes from Sudarshan. Because with the illumination of Sudarshan, one can distinguish one thing from another, the superior from the inferior. Generally, people accept a powerful yogi like Durvasa Muni as wonderfully superior. But if such a person is chased by the Sudarshan Chakra, we can see his real identity and understand how inferior he is because of his dealings with devotees. So Sudarshan Chakra chases Durvasa, and from this we can see, Sudarshan helps us to see how non-devotees are not on the same level as devotees. Continuing, Ambarish says, O indefatigable one, when you are sent by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to enter among the soldiers of the Daityas and the Danavas, you stay on the battlefield and unendingly separate their arms, bellies, thighs, legs, and heads. quick. Oh, protector of the universe, you are engaged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead as his all-powerful weapon in killing the envious enemies. For the benefit of our entire dynasty, kindly favor this poor Brahmana. This will certainly be a favor for all of us. Then we have in the 10th canto, a name of Krishna is given, Chakrayudha, who has a wheel as a weapon. Specifically said in the case of in dealing with Barnasura, Krishna didn't kill him because he had given the benediction that he would never kill the descendants of Prahlad. Later in this 10th canto, the Chakra destroyed Paundraka and his troops. And then when Paundraka's son wanted to, he used black magic to send demons to Dwaraka, but was chased back by Sudarshan Chakra. And then that demon was killed, and then Sudarshan went back and destroyed the whole of the city of Varanasi, burned it all down. That's ancient history. Then Shalva. Krishna was fighting with Shalva when Shalva attacked Dwaraka using all different weapons. As Shalva rushed at him, the Lord shot a dart and cut off his arm that held the club, Shalva's club. So he was using all different weapons to fight with Shalva, but having finally decided to kill Shalva, Krishna then raised his Sudarshan disc weapon, which resembled the sun at the time of the universal annihilation. The brilliantly shining Lord appeared like the easternmost mountain bearing the rising sun. Very beautiful description. Sanatan Goswami's comments here, I'm reading from the translation by His Holiness Bhanu Swami from Sanatan Goswami's commentary on this section. Their commentary is called Vaishnava Toshani. Immediately thereafter, the Lord cut off the arm of Shalva and raised his chakra, astonishing like the sun at the dissolution of the universe. Krishna took up the chakra to kill Shalva. To kill the demon, the chakra took on great effulgence. So the chakra may shine brighter according to the need of the situation. Krishna was like the eastern mountain, the eastern horizon, which is also dark, holding the sun. So like the eastern mountain, but then the sun arises. So when he held the chakra, then it became so bright. Even while fighting, the Lord appeared most beautiful. Then, actually killing Shalva, employing his disc, the Lord removed that great magician's head with its earrings and crown, just as Purandara, Indra, had used his thunderbolt to cut off Vritra's head. Seeing this, people shouted in amazement. Then this commentary. The Lord cut off the head of the demon, even though he was endowed with great illusions. The earrings and crown were intact. This suggests the quickness and ease with which the Lord did this with a sharp blade. So the Sudarshan Chakra, he just sliced the head of the demon and did it so perfectly and quickly that none of the jewelry of the demon was destroyed. Thus the Lord, continuing the commentary, is called Hari, he who takes away. The example is given to show that even though the demon had a huge body, cutting his head off was easy. You have Sudarshan Chakra. Ha ha, the sound is mentioned there in Sanskrit. It indicates great astonishment. So the associates of Shalva, those who are still alive, were amazed. How could anyone kill him? But if you have Vishnu, as Sudarshan Chakra can do. Then just after killing Dantavrakra, is described, O best of kings, this is Shukadev speaking to Parikshit, as Vidurat fell upon him, Lord Krishna used his razor-edged Sudarshan disc to remove his head, complete with its helmet and earrings. Then, going to visit Mahavishnu, Krishna and Arjuna, going beyond the covering of the universe, they had to go through the great dark area beyond Lokalok Mountain. So in that darkness, the chariots, horses, Shaibya, Sugriva, Megapushpa, and Balahaka lost their way. Seeing them in this condition, Lord Krishna, the supreme master of all masters of yoga, sent his Sudarshan disc before the chariot. That disc shone like thousands of suns. The Lord's Sudarshan disc penetrated the darkness with its blazing effulgence. Racing forward with the speed of the mind, it cut through the fearsome, dense oblivion, expanded from primeval matter as an arrow shot from Lord Rama's bow cuts through his enemy's army. Following the Sudarshan disc, the chariot went beyond the darkness and reached the endless spiritual light of the all-pervasive Brahma Jyoti. So the Brahma Jyoti, and then we can see that just next to that is the final area of complete darkness of the material world. This same incident is described in some more detail in Srila Prabhupada's Krishna book, in the chapter which is entitled The Super Excellent Power of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada writes, Krishna is understood to be the master of all mystic power. Therefore, when he saw that his horses were hesitant to proceed into the darkness, he immediately released his disc, known as the Sudarshan Chakra, which illuminated the sky 1,000 times brighter than sunlight. We can't imagine. The darkness of the covering of the universe is also a creation of Krishna's, and the Sudarshan Chakra is Krishna's constant companion. Thus, he, Krishna, penetrated the darkness by keeping the Sudarshan Chakra before him. Srimad Bhagavatam states that the Sudarshan Chakra penetrated the darkness just as an arrow released from the Sharanga bow of Lord Ramachandra penetrated the army of Ravana. Su means very nice, and darshan means observation. By the grace of Lord Krishna's disc, Sudarshan, everything can be seen very nicely, and nothing can remain in darkness. Thus, Lord Krishna and Arjuna crossed over the great region of darkness, covering the material universes. What do you do? And you're trying to escape from the universe. But there's a huge region of darkness. What will you do? Can't get beyond, but Krishna can go with the help of Sudarshan Chakra. Then in Mahabharata, we have the situation where Arjuna had to kill Jayadratha before the sunset. And he was fighting. He defeated so many great soldiers, but didn't stop to kill them because he had time-bound task. He had to kill him before the sunset, otherwise he would have to kill himself. So just they were getting closer and closer and closer, and the sun is going down. Then, complete darkness, the sun is gone. Arjuna has to enter fire and kill himself. all the Kauravas, they became delighted, but Krishna told him, go, just keep on. And then they stopped trying to stop Arjuna. He still had some distance to go. They thought, now the sun has set. And Krishna told Arjuna, keep on going. Let's keep on going. Krishna kept on driving the chariot. Arjuna's wondering what's going on. And then Krishna withdrew Sudarshan Chakra, by which he'd covered the sun. Usually Sudarshan gives light, but in this case he covered the sun. It looked like the sun had set. In the meantime, Arjuna got close enough, it was 2 miles or something, to release his arrow. Bye-bye, Jayadratha. In Gauralila also, very significant, the appearance of Sudarshan Chakra, that Jagai and Madhai attacked Nityananda, and Nityananda he didn't get angry. Akrodha Paramananda Nityananda Rai, Obhimana Shunda Nitai Nagare Berai, without any egoism and without any anger. Of course, sometimes he gets angry, but in this song, Lojanda sees him as being without anger. So Jagai was moved by this, and he fell down at the feet of Lord Nityananda and asked him to pardon his sinful activities. But Madhai, he didn't change at all, and he had again attempted to hurt Nityananda Prabhu. In the meantime, the news of Nityananda's injury caused by Madhai throwing the wine pot at Nityananda and hit him in the head, this news got back to Lord Chaitanya, who rushed to the spot and invoked his Sudarshan Chakra to kill them both. But then Nityananda reminded him of his mission. He said, wait a minute. Put that Sudarshan Chakra away. Not for this avatar. If you start killing the demons, there's no end. That's for Kalki at the end. Of course, he kills with a sword, Kalki. You have to forgive. In this avatar, you have to forgive. So, this appearance of Sudarshan shows that Krishna, he doesn't like his devotees to be attacked, but in this avatar, he's willing to forgive even that. But they have to be, the offenders have to repent. From Rupa Goswami's Padyavali, Sangsarambasi samrita brahma bhare gambhira tapatraya grahena bhigrihitam ugragatina kroshantam antabhayat deeprena dhyat sudarshanena vibhuddha klanti chidda karina chinta santatati ruddham udharahare machita dantishwaram. Rupa Goswami recalling how Vishnu, using Sudarshan, cut the head of the crocodile off, with a crocodile who was holding on to the foot of Gajendra. So Rupa Goswami says, the elephant of my mind is drowning in the waters of material illusion, strongly held by the ferocious crocodile of the threefold miseries. It anxiously cries with fear in its heart, O Lord Hari, please rescue it with your glowing Sudarshan Chakra, which cuts the sufferings of the demigods to pieces. Beautiful, isn't it? Yeah. Chakri Ramakrishnadi Rupena Sainyavan Jaganvan Iti. Vishnu is called Chakri since in Ram and Krishna and other forms, he conquered, or he had great armies. So, just like you have Chakravarti, when one has because the armies are arranged in formation. So that's also called a chakra. The various formations in an army are called chakras. They may not be shaped exactly like a wheel. So one who has armies is called Chakri or Chakravarti, which is also a name which came. Shankaracharya says that he, Vishnu, holds the chakra of samsara. He holds it up for everyone in the material world. Satyadeva Vashishta takes this name to mean chakra is something which goes round and round or rotates repeatedly. So Satyadeva Vashishta says the name Chakri means that he, Vishnu, has established his world with cyclical events. The appearance of the sun in the sky, the moon in the sky, the seasons, the movements of the planets, it's all cyclical. So therefore, Chakri. Hare Krishna. That's it. That's all I have to say for now. We'll get on with the cycle of our day's activities, and maybe at least for today we can keep in mind Chakri. Hare Krishna, you have a question?
Maharaj, in your Bhakti Siddhanta Vaibhava, you write, this is in Drigdrishya Vichar, this is an anecdote.
Which one is this?
Drigdrishya Vichar.
Drigdrishya Vichar, yeah.
The seer and the seen. You write, this is Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur explaining this point.
Drigdrishya Vichar is, that was first came from the Mayavadis, because they say that the drishya, drashta, and darshan, they all become one. The seer, that which is the object of vision, and the act of seeing, they ultimately all become one. Can you imagine? It's unimaginable.
Maharaj, you lie here. He says, he was explaining this point to a person.
It's a big thing in Mayavad, how they try to explain it. All becomes one. And the Avachaniya can't explain it in words. So they try to. Go on.
You're right here. He's explaining this point. Someone is asking him, have you seen God? Have you seen God? He was repeatedly. Mm-hmm. And he says, pursuant to this point, Bhaktisiddhanta once explained that without declaring, without lacerating kudarshana, wrong philosophies, by sudarshana, correct philosophies, no one can attain Bhagavad darshana.
Beautiful.
Audience of Bhagavan. You read this, Maharaj.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
Amazing.
Good.
And I had a question also, Maharaj. In the Gaur Leela, Lord Chaitanya showed the Sudarshan Chakra, and then he goes away and he purifies them with the Sankirtan of the holy name, gives them order. So what's the relationship between Sudarshana and the Sankirtan movement? Because it seems like because he pulled away the Sudarshan Chakra, he used the Sankirtan to uplift the conditioned souls, they say.
Well, destroying the demons in Kali Yuga is by destroying the demoniac propensity, particularly by the holy name. The weapon of the Lord in Kali Yuga is his beauty. Sangopangastra. Astra means weapon. So his weapon is his beauty.
Because Virochana is a descendant of Prahlad, was he liberated?
Was he liberated? Well, that promise was there. Yeah. In one place, one of the acharyas says that they're given the opportunity to, in such a sense, they're given the opportunity to practice bhakti sadhana like this. Virochana also died a glorious death. Mm.
Maharaj, you in the
Virochana is also a name of Vishnu. Means brightly shining. Hayagriva is the name of an avatar, also a name of one demon. So it's descriptive. Brightly shining. Hayagriva means horse neck, literally.
In your previous lecture, you were saying that Sudarshana also holds 16 weapons in his hands.
Yeah, he also has his weapons.
Yes, Maharaj. You're going to be elaborating on that?
No, I don't have any elaboration on that. I'd have to dig through Adya library or something, go through all the old texts which they don't look after, all the old manuscripts. There's a lot of stuff which is just not available, just locked up. Lucky if it's locked up in some library. A lot of stuff just gone. Yeah. They don't look after things in most of the libraries. Hare Krishna.
Jai.
Ancha kalpata rubyas chakripa sindhi vidana.
Join us, Bhaktivinoda Swami Yatindra Ki. Jai.